America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. In just about an hour, Jonathan Allen will join us. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that, as he joins us every Tuesday during the NFL season. His former coach, Jay Gruden, joined Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan yesterday. And we have the audio of when he was asked if it would be a letdown if the Commanders missed the playoffs after a sizzling 4-1 start to the season.
Come on, Jay.
I agree with you 100%. I really do. I just think what these guys have put on tape for the first 5 weeks, you know, it's not like they played an easy schedule. The Giants just went to Seattle and beat them. Cardinals just beat the hell out of San Francisco. The Bengals, obviously, are the Bengals. They beat them on Monday Night Football, Joe Burrow. So they've had some tough teams they've had to beat. So, yeah, I'm not too sold on the NFC East right now, the other teams. Dallas has their issues on defense, and Dak makes some bonehead throws every now and then. Philadelphia, they're always in the media for something negative going on over there. And, you know, he can beat the Giants. He already did. So I don't see why that's a stretch to say you can't win the NFC East.
Oh, I agree. To be fair,
Jay, the Cardinals didn't beat the hell out of San Francisco.
Lucky.
They did beat them,
but they won by one.
Right. But I agree with the premise. At this point, starting the season 4-1, it would be a letdown to miss the playoffs. We put it up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. You can vote at Junks Radio or on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. Before the season, if you said, hey, this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you in year one, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders go 9-8, miss the playoffs. All of us would have said, well, that's a huge improvement.
Sure, take it. All day long.
You only won 4 games last year. You're 4-13. That would be a 5-game turnaround. That would be impressive for Dan Quinn's first season. But at this point, you expect more.
Now you're getting greedy. Now we get greedy.
So missing the playoffs
already.
The way you miss the playoffs, I mean, 9-8 could get you in.
Mm-hmm.
But if they finish 9-8 now, just do the math. That would mean you're 5-7 from this point on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would be disappointing. So it would be a letdown.
I would agree, especially since, what's the percentage again? Starting out at 4-1, it's like 75%.
I mean, something their percentage, there. I don't know about the overall, but their percentage right now in 2024 is 72% to make the playoffs.
Okay, so I mean, that's a really good chance.
Yeah.
To be, you know, almost 73%. So, yeah, it would be, based on the schedule that they're looking at, it would be a letdown because they're playing, we already went through it, they're playing some teams that you have to beat.
Right.
because they are clearly inferior. Ravens game, we all thought and think that the Ravens are going to win that game.
Yeah,
so Vegas that's one. So that's one of those where you go, all right, toss that one out.
Right.
But some of those other games on the schedule, especially the ones at home, you go, all right, well, that's a win. They should be able to make the playoffs.
But they've even changed the expectations where we thought the Ravens would just give them the beatdown. Like now, I feel like the Commanders are going to be in the game because they've got the firepower to score. They're the top scoring team in the league.
You're saying just to keep up with them, because I don't think we're going to slow the Ravens down.
No, I don't. I don't think this defense is going to slow the Ravens down either. But this Commanders team, led by Jaden Daniels, absolutely has the offensive firepower to at least stay in games with top opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown that through 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Did it in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Now, Cincinnati's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Obviously, at 1-4. But
they outscored them.
Before the season started, I thought the Ravens would blow out. They would blow out the Commanders. I don't think that anymore.
So if the schedule was a lot tougher, especially the home games, I would say the 4-1 start, if they didn't make the playoffs, okay, wouldn't be that much of a disappointment. But based on the schedule, starting out 4-1, I would say, yeah, it would be a letdown.
If they don't make the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would be a letdown, yeah. But I still think it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it will be a letdown because our expectations have now been raised exponentially. I mean, think about it. Just go about in this room. I mean, some of you guys, Cakes and I had them winning records, had them winning 5-6 games. I think the Vegas number was 6.5.
Yep.
I mean, they really.
I had them going 7-10.
Vegas is going to be taking a bath on that 6.5. If there are a bunch of people that have the overs,
right?
They're going to be
missing the playoffs. Would be devastating at this point to the fan base. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. 800-636-1067. You heard what Jay Gruden said. It would be a letdown to miss the playoffs. I completely agree. It would be crushing. Because what it would mean is that what we've seen for the first five games is a bit of a mirage. Like, it would mean that more than likely, Jaden Daniels comes back to earth and starts to struggle, and you don't want that. We're riding this wave of euphoria now, and there's hope about not just this season, but the season after and the season after, that you're going to be a perennial playoff contender, a team that's going to compete for Super Bowls, a guy who could win MVPs. If they don't make the playoffs, that narrative is going to change, because in all likelihood, for them to miss the playoffs, he would have to be bad or get hurt.
Right. That's a good point. I mean, we know the defense is going to struggle, especially against really good offenses, but they've played pretty well the last 2 weeks. But if they didn't make the playoffs, you're right. That means the offense probably would have struggled over the next 12 games. And maybe that's due to injury, or maybe Jaden comes back down to earth. But you're right. If they don't make the playoffs, it means they clearly, offensively, they weren't as good as the first five.
Or he gets hurt, which is devastating as well.
If he gets hurt, then it's all bets are off.
Do you agree with Jay? 800-636-1067. I do.
We have more audio of Jay, and this is the one that's going to get EB's ears perking up.
Quarterback play of Jaden Daniels, the way they can run the football, and the defense is starting to come together, hustle and play hard. I don't see why they can't win 10, 11, 12, 13 games.
So you think they are one of the best teams in football?
They're playing like it right now. I'm telling you this, Jaden Daniels is top three quarterback right now, playing right now after the first five games. You have to say that, right?
All right, who's the top three then?
That's a little bit of
who's the top
Jaden, Lamar, and Josh Allen, Mahomes.
Darnold.
I don't know if I'd put Mahomes in there.
I mean, just by pass.
Josh Allen.
No, but current.
Mahomes is not playing well.
Who's playing?
In terms of production
three.
This year, it's Josh Allen.
And Darnold.
Joe Burrow. And Jaden Daniels.
Sorry, can't put Josh Allen in that. If you get benched because your team's getting smoked.
Well, he was 9-30. You're right. He had a really bad week.
But just in terms of the statistics.
Also, Burrow, even though they're 1-4, has 12 touchdown passes.
I think Jaden is number 3 in QBR behind Burrow and Josh Allen.
He's all through 5 weeks. Jaden Daniels is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And I don't think that's not hyperbole. It's the truth.
The thing is I
13 wins. 13
well,
wins.
Well, he started off at 10. That's a big range. 10, 11, 12, 13.
Well, 10 is the floor.
Right.
I mean,
that's really assuming that the defense has shored up their, and they're going to be, middle of the pack-ish. Whereas they,
I don't know if they're going to make it to
brutally
that.
Brutally bad.
I think
first couple weeks.
I think what Quinn and Kingsbury have to lean into and accept is we have to get. We're just going to be in high scoring games against better teams, like against the Ravens of the world and the other tough. Like if Philly can get everything together coming out of the bye week, and if Dak and the Cowboys can get back to scoring 25 or 30 points per game, they're going to have to be in shootouts. Right. That's the way the defense is just built right now.
Where are the Ravens? I'm looking at them right now. Where do they rank defensively?
Number one in the league against the run.
No, but in terms of points allowed, so they're giving up 25.2. We're giving up 23. Now you said in rushing,
they're good at shutting down the run. They're bad at shutting down the pass.
Yeah, they're near the bottom and against the pass.
So that's where we have to exploit them. Which that might be hard because we're not putting up huge passing yards.
But I still think like the identity of this Commanders team is their rushing attack. They're not just going to go into Baltimore and all of a sudden throw 60-65% of their offense.
I don't think they're gonna, because they're way ahead in
games. I don't think they're going to change their blueprint.
How much of that is because they're ahead and they're just not running that much against them?
That, I don't know, but
well, I mean, like the Raiders game, the bulk of that came in the fourth quarter after getting, I guess, lazy on defense and just letting them complete everything possible.
I'm just talking about rushing defense, right? So, have they made teams one dimensional several times this season where they just have to pass all day and that?
Well, Dallas passed all day, but I think that's because they couldn't run.
And they were down by 24.
Well, that's what I'm saying because they're down so much.
Yeah, the Dallas game, the Raiders game,
the Bills was
their best game by far in terms of total defense, not just rush but pass as well.
So maybe their rush defense, while it's number one, maybe it's not technically number one. What is it?
It's hard to run when you're down by 24 points.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So what is the? I get. We need to.
You
want to
look at yards per carry against them?
Yeah.
I mean, what you could go to.
Yeah, but think about it. Cincinnati. That was a tight game the entire game, pretty much. And Cincinnati ran for 71 yards.
What you go to is the.
So they did a good job against them.
First game was against the Chiefs, right? 27-20 game. Chiefs ran for 72 yards.
How much per carry?
3.6. But that included a 21-yarder from Xavier Worthy.
All right, well, that's part of it.
So Pacheco only ran for 3 yards of carry.
Go through each week. What were they giving up?
All right, so Pacheco, we'll just go with the main rushers against them. Pacheco ran for 3 yards per carry. Mm-hmm. Go to the Raiders game, which was 26-23.
Well, they don't have a running back there. There's no
Zamir White.
I think Zamir White might have
Zamir
had a
White ran for 2.7 yards per carry.
Or not.
They ran for 27 yards.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
So they clearly couldn't run.
Right. Again, not a good rushing team, but if you go to their number one running back, Rico Dowdle, 8 carries, 32 yards, 4 yards a pop.
Maybe the Ravens are so good against the run because they faced about a bunch of poopy running backs and rushing attacks.
I think that's part of it.
That's certainly a component of it.
Now, the Bills have a good running back in James Cook. Mm-hmm. He had 9 carries.
Well, they also have Josh Allen.
For 39 yards.
Yeah.
Which was 4.3 yards a pop.
Mm-hmm. Washington runs more than any team in the league. They're not all of a sudden just going to change their identity because they're facing the Ravens.
No, because they also need to retain possession.
Right.
So, now, there might be some more third and longs, mm-hmm. more than they're used to seeing, mm-hmm. because the Ravens are going to be the best run defense they've faced. But you're right. They're not going to just not run. Right.
God, I hope they don't just go bubble.
Daniels isn't
going to
throw 45 times.
If they go back to that like week one playbook.
Oh, no, I don't think that's happening.
That's going to make me crazy.
They're going to run as much as they can. And I think Jaden's going to take shots downfield against this leaky secondary.
But back to the question at hand, Che's 100% right. It would be a letdown if they don't make the playoffs. All you got to do is go 500, EB. Go 500 the rest of the way. You get the 10 wins.
I certainly think they're capable of it. I just think it's a lot harder. It's easier said than done.
All right, let's go to the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. At this point, after the 4-1 start, do you agree with former coach Jay Gruden? Would you be disappointed if this Commanders team doesn't qualify for the playoffs?
All right, let's go to Quinn in D.C. Quinn, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? I disagree that it would be a letdown at this point if we don't make the playoffs. Just being 4-1 is like gravy on top. I certainly didn't expect this, and no one else did. So I think it's kind of over the top to say it'd be a disappointment right now. But if we beat the Ravens, then I'll get on board with that.
If we beat the Ravens, all bets are off. But just to correct the record, there's one guy in here that had him at 4-1.
Okay, fair enough. I know you did.
Yeah, like in August. All right, thank you.
Awful phone.
Terrible phone.
Let's go to worst. Kevin, calling from Waldorf. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm here. I agree with your call that preceded me on the aspect that we need to be fans, not fanatical, but fans. And say, so you take a 4-win team to 8 wins. Let's get into Baltimore. Let's be conservative. Let's not put Jaden out there on the island a lot and expect him to turn water into wine. Get out of there. Play a good game. If you get lucky, you win, you win. If you don't, you don't.
You want them to actually just get out of there and get healthy. Don't actually go in there and try to win the game.
Oh, well, you're going to try to win the game, but if they're not protected.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And they've done a pretty good job protecting.
You got to lean into your superstar if you want a chance to beat the Ravens on the road.
I've never heard so much loser talk in my life.
Loser talk.
Yeah, loser talk. Yeah. Let's have our quarterback get protected.
Yeah.
I mean, that's loser talk. Go in there and try and win. Let's be conservative. I mean, that is loser talk.
All right, we'll take more of your calls when we come back on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines at 800-636-1067.
He's fired up.
Will you be disappointed if the Commanders fail to make the playoffs after a 4-1 start? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.